Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Zvachim, and we are up to parak tes, Mishnah Dalet. So we're discussing things that are im alu yardu and im alu lo yardu. K'shem shem alu lo yardu, just like things that go up do not come down, things that are psula b'kodesh, kach im yardu lo yalu. So too, if they come down off the Mizbeach, we don't put them back up on the Mizbeach, if for whatever reason we took them down. Maybe you weren't supposed to take them down, but if we took them down, we don't put them back up. So, we had a discussion about a balmum that went on the Mizbeach, and the Rabbi Akiva says, you leave it there. Any balmum that went on top of the Mizbeach when it was still alive, Rabbi Akiva would say, that would come down. If a carbon olah went up to the Mizbeach while it was still alive, it comes back down. And you shecht it and you do the normal avoda of a carbon olah. Shchata brosa mizbech. If you shechted it up there on the mizbech, yafshit v'inateach b'makoma. Then you're supposed to skin it and dissect it, cut it to pieces on that spot on the mizbech. Meaning at that point, once it's dead, you don't bring it down from the mizbech. Mishnah hey, ve'elu l'molu yardu. The following things that if they were brought on the mizbech, you do take them down from the mizbech. Basar katshe katshum, basar katshe kalim, meat of kachi kachim and meat of kachim kalim, meaning you don't burn the meat of kachi kachim and kachim kalim in the mizbeach. You eat it. The difference is who eats it. Kachi kachim is eaten by kohanim. Kachim kalim is by anybody, even a non-kohen. But they don't get burnt on the mizbeach, so you bring them down. Umosara omer, the leftover from the carbon omer after carbon omer is a carbon mincha, so you would take a kamitza. The kometz is burnt on the mizbeach, but the shiyareya kometz, whatever is left over, gets brought down to be eaten. Ushtei alechem, the shtei alechem, v'lechem apanim, and the shtei alechem is shavuos, and lechem apanim is every week. Ushiyari menachos, the shirayim after doing kmitza on all menachos, v'aktores, and the ktores, you have to take them off in the mizbeach because they don't belong in the mizbeach at all. They're eaten, so there's no or v'aktores not eaten, but burnt. So but burnt on the mizbeach hapnimi, so it doesn't belong on the on the mizbeach. Hatzemer shabrasha kvasim, the wool on the head of a keves, which is a carbon olah, vaseir shabzikanti yashim, the hair on the beard of a goat, vatzamos vagidim vakarnaim vatulafayim, and the bones and sinews and horns and hooves, bizmanshein mechubar nyalu, if they're still attached to the meat of the olah, they're brought on the mizbeach together with the rest of the carbon. Shnemer veikzer koinas hakol hamizbecha, perishu lo yalu. But once they're already detached from the rest of the animal, we don't put them in the mizbech. Shenemar vasisa l'secha basa v'adam, because the pasuk says that it's the basa and the dam that are primarily the carbon olah. The rest is not really primarily defined as carbon olah. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dal we said that just like things that went on the Mizbeach should not be brought down, so too those possible things that were brought down do not go back up. And we said anything that goes to the top of the Mizbeach alive, any animal that goes alive onto the Mizbeach, you could bring it down and just treat it like a normal carbon, including a carbon ola. But if you did shecht it on the top of the Mizbeach, then you do the rest of the hefshet v'nituach on top of the Mizbeach as well. And in the Mishnah Hay we said the following things do get brought down. Anything that that is supposed to be eaten, meat of karbanos, the shiorei mincha, all those things that are supposed to be eaten do not stay on the mizbeach. As far as the goat's beard and the sheep's wool and the bones and sinews and hooves and horns, so when it's still attached to the animal, if it's a karbanola, it gets brought up on the mizbeach with the animal. But once it's been separated from the rest of the animal, then it does not get brought on the mizbeach, because primarily a carbon olah really is just the basar and the dam. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav.